This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Come and take it. Some people see that message as intimidating. We're guessing that Hillary Clinton would not see it that way, more like a juicy prospect. To wit, an interview with New York Magazine that's getting a lot of attention right now. The interviewer asks Ms. Clinton to name a red state that she might be able to make a play for against someone like Donald Trump. Her eyes get wide. Texas, she says. We could win Texas. To say this goes against conventional wisdom is beyond understatement, but it does have a lot of people pondering a simple question now. Really? Harold Cook is a longtime Democratic strategist and self-described Texas progressive, author of one of the more entertaining Twitter feeds in the Lone Star State, too. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, David.
While we're talking Twitter here, let me just share one that Evan Smith threw out there, CEO of Texas Tribune, longtime political watcher. You guys, he says, the Republicans could nominate A-Rod and Democrats would still lose Texas. Not happening. So what do you think?
It's a bridge pretty far. I will tell you this. I will not sit here and tell you that Hillary Clinton cannot win Texas. But if she does win Texas, the national GOP's got a lot bigger problems than just losing the White House. It would be akin to one of the blowout elections such as McGovern in 72. You know, American politics on the presidential end of things, when you look at the electoral mass state by state, is actually extraordinarily stable. And if you're a blue state, you've been a blue state for a very long time, probably since 92 or even 88. And if you're a red state, with very few exceptions, you've been a red state that long too. And there's only about 9 states left over.
The description here is so vivid, though. I mean, the writer for New York Magazine saying that it was almost as if she were licking her lips as she said, I can take Texas. She does have some experience here. In fact, she's got her start in 72, I think, working for McGovern.
Yeah, she's got a lot.
And what's more, she's also got, I mean, some would say the Latino vote, given the whole Trump wall and that sort of thing. Plus, maybe an ace in the hole here. I mean, there is a certain former San Antonio mayor who's been talked about as a possible running mate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's part of what I'm describing. If she gets out a Latino vote nationwide, such that in Texas, based at least in part on that heavy, heavy voter turnout, what that means nationally is probably a blowout election against Trump. Because, again, by the time you have won as the Democrat in a Texas presidential election, you have also won so much other real estate that the Republican would probably lose in a landslide.
Do you think that there is a kind of a combination of factors that could, in fact, tip it for Hillary in Texas? I mean, what would that involve? I mean, we know that she has, there are a lot of Bernie supporters in Texas too, right? I mean, would she have to win them over?
Probably, although I'm not so sure that she has to win them all over, but I think she probably will, and she'll probably do it similar to the way Obama won over Hillary supporters in 08. Everybody fights their battles, and then, you know, national conventions tend to press the reset button, and then everybody goes to their usual corner. But to that, what you have to add in Texas is very high turnout among progressives and Democrats, which we, you know, generally do have in a presidential election, and heavy crossover voting from independent voters, which is kind of unusual. In most recent Texas election, self-described independent voters have tended to lean heavily Republican. And then you have to have a lot of extra turnout among new Hispanic voters and a very high turnout of African-American
voters. But turnout has always been the thing with Texas Democrats, at least in recent memory, right? I mean, you've got to have a campaign that's going to excite and energize the base and beyond, really, right?
Yeah, you do. There's another choice, and this may be the choice that happens this year if Hillary's right and she does take Texas. You don't have to have a campaign that excites anybody as long as you have an opponent that angers everybody.
Harold Cook, a longtime Democratic strategist here in Texas. Lettersfromtexas.com is the site you need to check out. Harold, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot.